cat sighed at the taste of sin. She could feel his turmoil even while he held her, like she was the most important thing in the world to him. And she wished she could ease it. He'd had a rotten day, but even so he tasted of heaven and man. How she wished things had turned out better for him and Zakhar. They still had the Galu to deal with, and Deimos, none of whom would rest until Sin was dead. It felt as if the whole world was against them. But right now, in his arms, she felt strong enough to take them all on. Sin growled as he pulled away from her lips to bury his face against her neck. He loved the scent of her skin and breath, the feel of her body against his. For once, he didn't have to practically double over to kiss a woman. She was a perfect height for him, and her strength amazed him.
"I think I'm becoming addicted to you."
She laughed. "You barely know me."
"Yes," he said, with a wicked grin. "But I know parts of you better than anyone ever has."
She blushed at that. "You're incorrigible."
"Not true. I'm highly incorrigible. I take very little prodding most days."
She kissed his cheek before she moved away. "I can't believe you're this playful considering what's going on." He let out a tired breath before he raked his hands through his dark hair.
"I'm trying to distract myself from the utter misery of guilt and doubt that's plaguing me. There, for a second, it was actually working."
Kat went immediately to his side to put one hand on his hard stomach and the other on his back. She looked at him with a pained expression. "Oh, hon, I'm sorry. Should we get naked now?"
He rolled his eyes at her sarcasm. "Forget it. Too much of a cock kill."
She stepped back, laughing. "Cock kill, huh? What an interesting expression you've developed." She gave him a devilish smile. "Perhaps a little mouth-to-mouth resuscitation could bring it back?"
He took his earlier comment back. She was her mother's daughter. She could torment a man with the best of them. "You are evil taunting me like this."
"I know. I'd apologize, but the agonized look on your face makes it all worth it."
He lifted his hand to touch her hair. It was like silk on his skin. Rubbing it between his forefinger and thumb, he remembered the feel of her on top of him. "I still don't understand you. Why you're here with me, helping me. It doesn't make sense."
"Maybe it's your compelling personality that draws me to you like a moth to a flame."
Sin snorted. "Repellent, you mean?"
She arched a brow as if surprised by his words. "Is that self-deprecation from a god?"
"Ex-god."
"Even so, it's not something one usually finds in your breed." He rubbed her cheek with the backs of his fingers, savoring the soft texture of her skin.
"Neither is a heart or a soul, yet you seem to have both."
Kat shivered at the tender look on his face. Warmth spread through her at the sensation of his hand on her flesh. He was delectable. "I keep telling you, I'm not a god."
"Yeah, but you would have been had your mother not been afraid of the other gods finding out she was sleeping with your father."
"Perhaps, but Kat wasn't into titles or power trips. Pantheon politics had worn her down eons ago. She truly wanted no part of that. She just wanted... honestly, she didn't know. She'd spent most of her life serving her mother's whims. Kat hadn't been born to a world where dreams or ambitions turned out well. Usually those two things resulted in someone's ultimate humiliation or a grand disembowelment. It had been her life's ambition to save herself the pain of both. Truly, she'd never even dreamt of knowing a man at all. It seemed inconceivable to her now, but she had been living her life blindly, with no thoughts of a future. The world, her world, just was. Sin had changed that.